This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A paper in Annapolis, Maryland, did not leave. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A very sad, sad Thursday indeed. A man fatally shot five, allegedly, in Annapolis and supposedly had a vendetta against the newspaper, the Capital Gazette, when he fired a shotgun through the newsroom's glass doors. The suspect is Jared Ramos, who lost a defamation case he brought against the paper in 2015. Among those who died, a young woman who was just in her 30s, 34 years old, and she was a sales assistant. Colleagues said she was incredibly upbeat, and she is no longer on the planet tonight. Wow. When you really put that in perspective and think about that for a second, can you imagine somebody you care about, a friend, a family member, a spouse, going to work and not coming home because somebody has a rage inside them so deep they open fire and murder them at their place of employment? It's always shocking to me anytime I talk about this on the air, and to have to talk about it again is maddening. It really is. He sued the paper. He held a grudge. And he decided he was going to get even. So many died of the five, as far as what they did, so many years of the kind of journalism they did stretch across decades. Rob Hassan was among the five victims. He was an assistant editor and a columnist for the Capital Gazette. His brother Carl is a best-selling author, so a lot of people recognize that name. You had a special publications editor, Wendy Winters. She also died. A writer, John McNamara. Editorial page editor, Gerald Fishman. And I mentioned the sales assistant, Rebecca Smith. And I felt like I wanted to name the victims because so often it's about the perpetrator, but I think we need to pay attention to the victims, the five who didn't leave the building, who went to work, and it was a normal day for them, but it wasn't going to be a normal day for them. It was going to be a day where they took their last breath. Their last breath, and a sad day for, I think, the world of journalism, although this definitely is a personal vendetta, and this was a guy who had his eye on doing what he was hell-bent on doing. So I wonder if other newsrooms are going to up security after this shooting. I know a few are doing that. In New York, police sent units to media outlets across the city to guard them because of copycat possibilities. And the Capitol said, the newspaper, the Capitol Gazette, by the way, said that they will publish the paper throughout the weekend. I mean, they will continue to put the paper out because they feel like they owe that to the people who, you know, who died. And you've got journalists who are saying, I'm sitting in a newsroom in Hawaii, for example, one guy wrote, tweeting, wondering why we don't have any other security measures other than a card to beep in. I work directly across the largest outside mall in America. Should journalists have to worry about their lives on the job? And this is the state, the world that we live in right now. So while that's happening, you also have the threats that are happening to people in the political world. Not that that hasn't happened before, but because of what went on with, some say, Maxine Waters kind of priming the pump, you you now have protesters all over the place, and some of the White House folks worried about where they're headed and looking over their shoulder, and wow, that's just ridiculous that that's happening. I mean, it is just ridiculous. You're going to continue to chase good people out of jobs where we need them. And so then Maxine Waters even canceled a pair of events after she got some very serious death threats. The congresswoman said that she had seen an increase in threats after she called for protesters to publicly confront Trump officials. They were calling her kerosene. So she said there was one really serious one, and she had an event in Texas, and she said she had these engagements in Texas and Alabama, and she canceled them. And I think we're probably going to see more of that happening, not just with Maxine, but I think with perhaps other politicians because of, again, because of what's been happening, you know, what's been happening at the Capitol and what's been happening around the Capitol. And, I mean, just got to ask yourselves sometimes what kind of world are we living in where this just seems to be happening more and more? You know, what are people, there seems to be no, I guess, boundary. There's no boundary. I understand rage. Have you ever seen anyone get that angry? But, wow, to just go ahead and react the way some people are reacting, and this is on the heels of what's going on in the schools. It's something that we've looked into here on America Tonight, and the answer is when someone's not right and when there are those possibilities and people say, well, look at the red flags and look at what they're saying, but how can you do that? Because there is no definite way to know that this kind of a thing is going to happen. I think it would be so rare if you could, it would be so rare if you could know that. If we knew, hey, if there was a bubble above our head that said, this person is not balanced, this person is getting pushed over the edge, they're going to grab a gun or they're going to grab explosives and they're going to go after some people who they think harmed them or didn't harm them but just happened to be working or living or praying in a place that they felt like going after someone there. And I'm not taking it too far by stretching it, because this is, unfortunately, what we're witnessing. I mean, to see that acting police chief stand in front of those microphones talking about the people who were killed and what they knew at the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland, was just damn depressing. It just was. And it was, I felt that same way about all of the school shootings that we've seen in the last 8 months, and this just is another offshoot of it, and it's something, you know, different, but it's the same thing. It's a workplace shooting. It will get to the point where I think a lot of the places that we go, the freedoms we enjoy, there may be more searches and questions and asks for ID and that kind of stuff. I mean, we're starting to see it more and more. I saw it at my own public library when I went there just the other day. All right, we're talking about numbers next with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call or order line 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do this till you call for more. I like to make it.
It's one of my favorite things that we get to do all week, and so it is about numbers. It's three movies that we're going to give you the sneak peek on, the skinny on, if you will. Sicario 2, Blackwater, and Rock Rubber's 45. I watched the first Sicario, and I liked it. There were slow elements to it, but I like Benicio del Toro. I like Emily Blunt is in this, and Josh Brolin is in this, too. Boy, he is having an amazing summer. He was in Avengers, Deadpool 2, and now he's in this movie as well. And these are members of a government task force. They travel back and forth across the U.S.-Mexican border, and there's a cartel boss, and they're trying to get the big fish, let's put it that way. Here's a sneak of Sicario.
How would you define terrorism? Current definition is any individual or group that uses violence to achieve a political goal. The administration believes that the drug cartels fit that definition.
You want to see this thing through? I'm going to have to get dirty. Turning you loose?
All loose.
No rules this time.
Adios.
Help us start a war. With who?
Everyone.
And you heard that there, help they start a war. So this movie, 2 hours, 1 minute, rated R, definitely. I think it looks really, really good. I think it might be better than the first one, the first time around. So the second one, the second movie that we're going to look at that comes out that's new this weekend is a movie called Black Water. And Black Water, isn't it interesting, the theme this week at the movies, a deep cover operative awakens to find himself shockingly imprisoned in a CIA black site on a sub, no less. This movie, 1 hour, 45 minutes, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Dolph Lundgren in this too. Chris Van Damme is in it, a chip off the old block. I don't know, it looks kind of interesting, and here's your sneak.
My name is Patrick Ferris. I'm the chief officer with SAD. I'd like to start by making you aware that you are an enemy combatant and therefore have not and will not be granted any rights. You know how this works, so I'll keep it simple. I want the location of the drive along with the names of those complicit in your efforts to sabotage.
This won't go anywhere. Was just red wire, blue wire.
I knew I liked you.
You gotta love that. In the old days, red wire, blue wire. I knew I liked you. The reviews on this are kind of mixed. So one of the reviews I read was that the billing is a little misleading because, you know, you look at the two of them together, Jean-Claude Van Damme and Dolph Lundgren, and they're saying that it's unevenly apportioned by the two of them teaming up. So, you know, in other words, being on the same side. The Blackwater is an action movie, so it's people running, shooting, hiding, colliding at various points along dim-lit corridors of the submarine. And I don't know. This is one that I would watch. I would stream it. I like Jean-Claude Van Damme. And I like action movies. The writing, if the writing holds up, I don't know. Maybe the writing is decent enough. I wouldn't go to the theater and see it on the big screen, but I could see myself putting a dent in the couch and watching it, perhaps. And finally, we go from Sicario, Blackwater, to this one, Rock Rubber 45s.
Businesses that copy what you did to make, like, cook trillions.
And you did it. You didn't have a manager. You didn't have an agent.
I was like, yeah, I want to do a documentary about you. It's funny, now he's doing one about himself.
27 jobs on his resume. Mm-hmm. What the f*** doesn't he do?
He's a hip-hop DJ and a street basketball legend, just to name a few of his talents. Bob Garcia is a Puerto Rican who's embraced his Latino roots and has been on a path of self-discovery.
This f*** right here has charged up my mind so much. I was whack, yo.
Bobby, why are you turning the ball off? I'm open, Bobby. Pass the ball.
I can't do anything without having a basketball in my hand.
Eating all them tricks and stuff. Can you put the ball in the hole, though? That's the question.
You did your thing that game.
That's the good.
The attention that we paid to our shoes was weird. And then he made it okay for the average kid to be a little more enthusiastic about shoes than regular.
That was the first article about sneaker culture in media history.
It's the Foot Game Almanac right here.
It was ahead of its time.
You were the first cat that I saw that just broke DJ rules.
And if you're spinning, we go. That's what it is.
I would change my flights around so I could make it there.
You would play a certain jam and the whole crowd would go, oh!
I was like, whoa.
You didn't know you were pioneering. You were just a fan of the music.
You take the best of everything and you remix it until you are who you are.
Buddy Cross, who said I'd never get it to pop or survive, but I'm live. Ivy League rock, rubber 45s. Stereotype, never thought I'd break barriers. From the Coco Levio flow to Chris Carrier.
Let's look at you now, and I'm waiting. Psych.
I remember telling everyone that you had your period.
All right, so what it is about this guy, Bobby Garcia, who it's a documentary about the life of him, that he's this hustle guy, do-it-yourself, and became a New York celeb. He got attention in the 80s playing street basketball. Then he became an authority on sneakers, on sneaker culture. Then it led to this job at Def Jam Records, emceeing at clubs all over the place, and then hosting a show on the airwaves. And he opened one of the very first ever sneaker boutiques and became a party DJ at clubs. So he's just one of those entrepreneurial guys, like a weird kind of thing. And there was interest, there was interest in hearing more about his story. So it's a biographical thing. And I believe in New York it'll find its audience and probably a couple of other spots too in the country as well. It's just this cinematic journey of connecting global basketball, sneakers, and music, and that is the NBA, and that is basketball, ultimately leading up to the big prize, which is the NBA. So there's so much to go and see at the movies in the summertime, so heavy, heavy competition. I think it'll find a niche audience, and it does look intriguing, but this may be a streamer too for a lot of you, because now, you know, when you go to the theater and you got to pony up those extra bucks. And it seems like, I don't know if I've become more hardcore or what it is, but I want to be entertained. I want to be rocked. I want my socks to blow off, frankly, if I'm going to a movie theater. And if I think it's an okay movie before I go to the movie theater, I think it's one I need to stream. Just my two cents. But the story looks really, really intriguing. All right, stay with us. I will meet you as I jump the fence. Oh, I hope I don't cut my jeans. See you on the other side.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky.
First victim's name is Wendy Winters.
Updating you now on the situation in Maryland. Police IDing the people shot and killed inside the office of the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis.
Second victim is Rebecca Smith. Third victim is Robert Hyacin. Fourth victim is Gerald Feshman. And the fifth victim is John McNamara.
The acting police chief says the gunman lives in the state of Maryland, used a shotgun, and looked for his victims as he walked the lower level of the building. People who work at the Capital Gazette say it's a soft target. There's no security at the front door or door in the parking lot.
It's a very open scene, and a man with a shotgun could do a lot of damage.
Maryland Governor Republican Larry Hogan praising police for their extremely quick response.
The fact that they responded within 60 seconds, I want to give serious praise to Anne Arundel County.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Excited to be joined by Jeff Treves. He's written a book called Right in the Middle but Left Out. Such a great title. And the whole idea is it's not what you might think it is. It's a memoir, but it's a very serious subject that I think is one that's painful when it's a secret, and so many people struggle with it. And Jeff, thank you so much for coming on to talk about this.
Well, thank you for having me.
And, you know, you talk about the realities of what it means, and the gist of the book is how to identify and deal with the realities of incest. And a lot of victims have a great bit of emotional, you know, spiritual, physical, of course, sexual pain. And so often they get lost in what I call the shuffle of life, and they have problems in so many other areas because of it, and the people close to them are trying to grapple with it and understand. And in the book, is that a central theme that it's hard to share that, but once you share it, it's freeing?
Definitely. The whole idea, right in the middle, of being left out, is the idea that somehow you don't even know what has gone on, but you're right smack dab in the middle of all their pain and suffering, and there was no clue that at least that you picked up on or could read, and then all of a sudden it hits you as to what it was, or they remember and they, you know, share that with you. And once they share it, it releases a lot. But at the same time, you want to be able to reach out and touch them and help them. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. And that's frustration.
And you've dealt with this, like, you know, your life is so interesting as a UMC pastor, a teacher, a counselor, hospice chaplain, and even on a different side, professional singer and actor, and I bet you've come across sadly, this kind of taboo a bunch in your life, right?
Oh, from the very beginning. I don't think there's anybody who hasn't had to deal with the issue. It's just they may not be aware that they haven't dealt with the issue. It's one of those things that, you know, it's so taboo, nobody talks about it.
Yeah.
And when nobody talks about it, they don't know how to defend themselves or deal with it.
Yeah, and that was my next point. I was going to ask that. How do you defend yourself? How do you deal with it?
Well, it takes a lot of time and a lot of counseling, a lot of prayer, a lot of soul searching for individuals to be able to deal with it. Most of the time, they do not want to face the reality. They'll suppress all of the imagery and all the horrible things that happened to them so deeply that they don't want to recall it. And if they do, it just hits them so hard. It's so painful that they just want to go down the rabbit hole and hide. And it's a terrible thing to watch, especially if you love the person, if you care about the person. The trouble for me was after learning all these things and studying it even more, I was able to stand up in a congregation and be able to pick out the women who had been sexually abused as children. There was just certain signs that you just knew. And I could also see the men who had been sexually abused as children, which is devastating because you begin to know something and then they know you know. And that begins a different type of a relationship.
Yeah, and it's interesting, as you say, it begins a different kind of relationship. But the thing is, as we talk about this, you know, in encouraging people, and I mentioned this, and this is, of course, one of the hardest times of their life. And as you said, the therapy, the prayer, everything that you have to go through, you've seen people also come out on the other side. And for anyone listening who may be harboring this secret, what would you tell them the coming out on the other side is like?
Well, it's probably the greatest freeing experience they'd ever have in their life. They realize that they're not the ones who caused it. They don't have to take ownership of it anymore. Somebody else can take that and run with it because they're free. They've been set free. You know, it's sort of like the song which we sing about Amazing Grace, and then we'll sing, and the chains have been set free. We've been set free from all these chains, and we need that. They need that desperately, so that they don't take everything so personally that they're the reason why they are the way they are. They're not the abuser. The abusers, were the abusers. And, that's a tremendous, freeing, wonderful insight to have, and all of a sudden they can feel love and see love and understand love better than they ever have before, because they've always had this certain filter they had in terms of looking through that said this is what love is, and it was the abuse. And so they were expecting it, they were looking somewhat for it, even subconsciously or unconsciously, as they would say. It's just really painful to watch them go through that whole process.
And then as you said, painful, you watch them go through that whole process, but wow, what a freeing state people become in once they can unburden themselves of that secret and start to get that healing. For you, what was it like pulling this together in a book? Because of all the knowledge you have, of all the people you've met, what was it like to put that down into print?
Well, that was my spiritual journey. I had to do it in order to, you know, you lose yourself in a situation like that. You know, when you're dealing with abuse of any kind, you can lose yourself in abuse, and especially as you study it. it becomes a part of who you are. I never will forget that my theology professor in seminary made us go see a terrible movie that Clockwork Orange.
Mm.
I hated it. But the whole theme of the movie was if you see violence enough, you'll become violent. And sure enough, I saw enough violence in that movie that I was violent about the movie. I just wanted to wipe it off the face of the earth. That was a great experience for me to have and to relate to and remember as I was going through this. Because as I was writing what I was feeling, and I had to go back to those feelings. I had to go back to those times and dig through all the dirt and the scum and everything else that was there and filter it and then realize I was abused by her abusers or their abusers. And because I allowed myself to be vulnerable. And in doing so, it caused a great deal of pain and also to question, okay, now what is your faith? What is your understanding? How can you help other people who don't understand? And I was surprised, that probably surprised me more than anything, is the number of people who I really truly believed would understand about the issue of incest. They had no clue on what to deal, how to deal with the issue. And I became angry with them because of their ignorance. And it wasn't so much their fault. I hadn't taught them everything. And I didn't know until I went through it. So how could I expect them to know if they hadn't been through it?
Wow, what a powerful story. And you know, the other part of this is, on the other side, you're a husband, a father, a grandfather, a great friend, a retired United Methodist pastor, I mentioned that, a retired hospice chaplain, a counselor, a mentor, speaker, so many more things. And I just bet that you've been just a great example to people that, look, I walk this, I went through this, I'm putting this down, and I bet that's encouraging to a lot of people. Is that what you hope you also accomplish with the book?
That's what I've wanted to be able to do with my book. It's been amazing because I've given a lot of copies of my book away to friends and other pastors and everything. And the feedback has been, wow, we didn't know. What an insight. I now have better insight as to some of the things I've gone through. I was able to help in those elements. That's what I wanted to do in writing the book, was to have a ministry to reach out and help people be healed from these terrible experiences of life. So that's what I did.
Wow. Perfect place to end this. I hope everybody runs out and gets a copy of Jeffrey Tree's book, and it's called Right in the Middle But Left Out. You can pick it up Amazon, etc., all the places where books are sold. Jeff, thank you so much for sharing this.
Well, thank you, and God bless you for doing it, because this is my ministry. It's my love.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Well, we couldn't get enough of him, so Hall of Fame speaker Joe Calloway is with us again, and he's in the middle of his eighth book. He has seven books on business performance, and it's fascinating. We're talking about really kind of a, well, not kind of, a shift in what we're seeing with companies and what's expected of a CEO and how you have to be certainly reactive, not proactive, because that's all we kept hearing before. And Joe, we were talking about that and what it's like. You almost have to have, in some cases, that startup mentality and take it off campus, so to speak. And have you seen that really work now with some companies?
Well, I tell you, we've only been in business for a year. And so we're still in the initial stages with the people we're working with. I'll tell you something that's interesting to me, and part of it is a function of where we are, which is we're out of Nashville, Tennessee, which is a major healthcare center. And healthcare is one of those businesses that is becoming acutely aware of the need to change. There are hospital CEOs that will have said on the public record, have said, our job used to be to keep the hospital full. Now our job is going to be to try and keep the hospital as empty as possible by taking healthcare services closer to the consumer and doing much, much more in terms of preventive healthcare. And that's a reversal to say we need to get paid for keeping people healthy instead of we will get paid when people get sick. I mean, that's a huge mindset shift with an entire industry. And what's encouraging, you know, we talked last time about how companies can be entrenched and CEOs can be entrenched in old ways of thinking. But in all fairness, what's encouraging are the number of CEOs and leaders that are saying, yeah, this is real. All this disruption stuff, this is not a fad. This is not a buzzword. What's happening is entire industries are starting to be changed point that you could say they truly are being reinvented. Healthcare is one of them.
Yeah, wow, that is so... And just imagine, what is that going to look like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now? I mean, for people listening, this affects all of us, your health. Without your health, what do you have?
Yeah, it does. We're putting together a group right now that's going to be an ongoing innovation, kind of a think tank composed of representatives from big, I mean, great big giant healthcare companies and other non-healthcare companies, really, really big corporations, but they are huge consumers of healthcare because they may have 200,000 employees. And one of their biggest concerns and expenses is insurance and healthcare. And so all we're going to put all these entities together along with then some really brilliant startup minds to say, well, okay, let's go to work. It's kind of like having a giant, you know, the old phrase, the skunk works, which is you take the band of pirates off campus and let them come up with stuff. Well, that's what we're going to be doing in a very process-driven, well, we are starting to do it in a very process-driven way. And it's pretty juicy. It's pretty exciting stuff.
No kidding. Fascinating. I mentioned the other day when we were speaking about, when we were talking about the book that I read, Becoming a Category of One, and that, I think in some ways, just to me, that kind of really made you stand out even more, really put you on the map, so to speak. Talk about doing a category of one and what that means.
Well, I had been out doing speaking and some consulting and, you know, a lot of workshop stuff with groups, especially leadership groups. And now I pretty much exclusively work just with leadership teams and leadership of companies. But the thing, it finally came to me. I thought, what I'm doing is working with companies on how to differentiate. Ultimately, it's how do we set ourselves apart from the competition? And somehow, and I had no idea what the thought process was, but I came up with this idea of becoming a category of one. And, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad I did. that title, it was not only turned out to be a great book title, but I've spoken it. Conventions where they made the theme of the entire 10,000 person convention becoming a category of one. It's just one of those phrases that people go, yes, that's what we want to be. We want to set ourselves apart from the competition so completely that we're not only a leader in the category, they see us as being our own category. So that's where the idea came from.
Yeah, brilliant idea. So I mentioned that you are deep into business. We know that. You just talked about it. You've worked with companies like Procter & Gamble, Coca-Cola, Cadillac, American Express. And it's kind of like children. I don't think you always want to say, well, this is my favorite. I know you have two daughters. This is my favorite daughter because I love each daughter equally. They're all fabulous.
Exactly.
We know you love all your clients. And this is a hard question, but I'm so curious about this because you've had these great opportunities. Do you have a favorite memory, that favorite place where you spoke, something you did, whatever happened?
You know, I kind of do. This is an ongoing client some of your listeners will be familiar with, and they can certainly Google them and see who they are. It's a retail division of Genesco, which is an apparel manufacturer, and the company is Journeys, which has retail stores. They sell clothing. Their target market is mostly young people, teens and 20-somethings. And I work on an ongoing basis with I've worked with their most senior leadership, but I also work on a regular basis with their newly promoted district managers and area managers. A district manager is a store manager that gets promoted to, now you're in charge not of one store, but 20 stores. And all the managers and all the employees. And they are young. And I walked in the room the first time, and I was faced with 20 or 22 young people wearing tattoos with hair color that none of those colors can be found in nature, with parts of their heads shaved. And I thought, oh, man, I may not be the best match for these people. And they were, in every single class since then, the smartest, hardest working, intuitively smart and respectful, and interested and curious. This company knows, and they always promote from within. This company journeys. They know how to grow leaders. And I'm so impressed with them. And every time I work with them, I come away thinking, wait a minute, they're going to pay me for doing that? I should pay them for the learning opportunity that I have in seeing these, and I can call them kids, these kids who are so impressive. But from the very top of their leadership all the way down to the store manager level, they really do a great, great job of developing and growing their leaders.
Wow, how interesting. And I can imagine what that moment was like. I love the way you described that. You thought, no way is this going to work. And how perfect is that? It's like the mentor and the mentee that they're teaching you.
Oh, it's so cool. And I thought, oh my gosh, they're going to be looking at me. Their eyes are going to roll out of their heads and say, who's this old guy that you've got talking to us? The exact opposite was true. They had so many questions, and I mean smart questions. Really, it's funny, not only about what they were saying in terms of their thoughts on leadership, but the quality of the questions they were asking about leadership. I thought, these people are just powerhouses, and I'm so incredibly impressed with them.
Yeah. We have a minute and change left, but did you ever think, Joe, that you would end up doing what you're doing now and have these great opportunities and be in this space when you were growing up through the ranks?
I didn't know such a job existed. I didn't know. Are you kidding? I wanted to be Huey Lewis of Huey Lewis and the News. I wanted to be a rock star. And I would have, if I had had some talent, that's exactly what I would have done.
Wow. But you're a rock star in business, in the business world, certainly. And we are so happy you spent some time with us. Tell us when your book's going to come out.
You know, it will come out pretty quickly. This one's going to have a very quick turnaround. It'll be out by this fall. I'm guessing by September it'll be out. And it'll be available like every other product on the face of planet Earth on Amazon.
I love it. Joe Calloway, Hall of Fame speaker. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kate.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.